Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, it is August, and that means we need to talk about salmon fishing, especially down at Buoy 10 at the mouth of the Columbia River. That's why we're going to have Daniel St. Laurent on board, the owner of St. Laurent's Guide Service. He will give you the latest Buoy 10 fishing report. And at the end of the program, we'll talk to Bob Loomis with Max Lure. He's got a lure that's going to work not only around Buoy 10, but also in bays and estuaries all along the Oregon and Washington coast to catch coho and Chinook salmon this year. But first, let's tell you, as we do every week, what's hot and what's not, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Federal Way, Puyallup, Silverdale, and Everett, which all have a bunch of salmon gear for you. Let's start off with the sockeye run this year, which was not so hot. The Baker Lake sockeye run is shaping up to be about 25% lower than the last 2 years, and it would be fair to say the rose is off the bloom for this fishery this year. The Upper Columbia run is sitting at about 49,000 sockeye, down 75% from the 10-year average, and even worse, far worse, is this year's Snake River sockeye run, where a mere 58 sockeye have made it to Lower Granite Dam as of Monday. Here's hoping for a better 2020. Checking NorthwestFishingReports.com, we've got another North Sound Region report for you, courtesy of poster Dutch Angler, who enjoyed his first successful kokanee trip ever fishing at Lake Sammish. He and his friend caught 9 kokanee under cloudy skies and lost several more, fishing a max double whammy, tipped with gulp maggots behind a flasher. Those kokanee were not huge, but we've got a couple of big fish stories to share with you this week. April Bonner at Silver Lake Resort near Castle Rock said one lucky angler fishing a night crawler reeled in a 9-pound, 3-ounce largemouth just over a week ago. And in eastern Washington's Okanagan County, Heather Cruz at the Bonaparte Lake Resort says not only are the smallmouth bass and kokanee biting in the early morning, but so are some big tiger trout, to include an 8-pounder that was brought into the resort. Wow. Heading to the Columbia Basin, the weather has been hot at Potholes Reservoir, but if you get out early in the morning or late in the evening, the topwater bite should be top-notch for bass right now. Something else going on there is the very popular and fun Lake Poker Run and Beach Party. The date is Saturday the 24th, and there's going to be several games to play as you boat around the reservoir, and if you do it right, you just may be a big winner. Food will be provided for the event, and it all wraps up with music and dancing on the beach in the evening. Find out more and book your stay now at MardonResort.com. Turning to deer hunting, you've got until the 14th to apply for a special limited entry hunt at the Scotch Creek Wildlife Area in Okanagan County. 6 lucky applicants will get to hunt deer with a bow, 6 more with a muzzleloader, and 6 more with a modern firearm. You can enter online through the WDFW website, look for this hunt opportunity in the news tab, or contact the Region 2 office in Ephrata by phone during business hours. Last but not least, you'll be happy to know your Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission has agreed to ask state lawmakers to fill a $24.5 million hole in their budget through general funds appropriated by the legislature instead of through license fee increases that would hit you. If you like this idea, you might want to email or phone your state representatives and senators and let them know that. And with that, you are now in the know as to what's hot and what's not here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
For your first local shot, we are taking you to the famed Buoy 10 salmon fishery at the mouth of the Columbia River. That's where Daniel St. Laurent got off to a great start. Looking at your Facebook page, Daniel, I saw that you had four clients. All of them were holding two fish apiece. That's a great way to start the opener.
It was great. It's been a great start to the season. We are seeing lots of coho around already and a fairly good shot of kings. The tides the first few days here at Buoy 10 have not been the greatest tides, and to see this amount of fish this early with these type of tides, things are really going to shape up to be a great Buoy 10 season.
I am really happy to hear this. I know a lot of people were really nervous about this year, especially with the Chinook runs the way they've been up the Columbia so far. So this is fantastic news. Are you fishing inside the buoy or outside right now?
I am fishing both inside and outside. All kind of depends on the weather. On the days that it's plenty nice enough, I am going to fish the ocean. The days that it does not look like it's going to be favorable, I will be in the river. The last days of king season, I will probably mostly be in the river chasing the kings, because my gut feeling is there's going to be pretty good king fishing those last days from August 10th to August 20th.
How are you going about catching your fish right now?
In the river, I'm fishing mainly lead and anchovies. I'm not a big herring person. Most of the fish around Buoy 10 have not seen herring in quite some time. The main bait of choice for these salmon that they've been eating for the last month is anchovies. So I stick to anchovies in the river and when I'm in the ocean.
Are you fishing it behind a paddle flasher or triangle flasher?
Triangle flashers both in the river and in the ocean. In the ocean, I use mainly divers just because it's much easier. You don't have the lead ball swinging around, especially when you get into some of the chaos bites out there where you're hooking three and four fish at a time.
Oh, sounds like a blast. And better still, folks, Daniel has openings. He has openings throughout this month and the first part of September. You should take advantage of this. If you want to do so, go to stlaurentguideservice.com. That's STLAURENT, stlaurentguideservice.com. Book one of these seats in his boat. He can seat up to six people in his boat. He's got openings for two, four, and in a couple cases, even a full boat available. So, stlaurentguideservice.com, book your Buoy 10 trip. It sounds like it's going to be a great season this year. Thanks, Daniel.
Alrighty, thank you.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for another Max Minute, brought to you every week by Max Lure. And with us again to talk salmon fishing is Bob Loomis. Bob, great to have you back on the air.
Thank you, John.
A lot of excitement for the Buoy 10 salmon fishery at the mouth of the Columbia River. Last week, we talked about the brand new Max Scent Flash UV Paddle Flasher. Also talked about the other new product that came out this year, the Triangle Flasher. Let's talk about a lure to fish behind one of those flashers to catch coho and Chinook at Buoy 10 this year.
Well, John, you know, one of my favorites that is really overlooked and it's been around for a number of years with Max is the sledgehammer. The sledgehammer is a large patented flashlight blade. It's built on a softer wire, like 125 pound. It's got a 5-aught hook and it's got a 4.5-inch squid body on there. And we make it in six different colors with the same glow-in-the-dark blade, silver blades. You know, the way this thing moves in the water is just absolutely fantastic, and it really winds fish up.
So because it moves so well, that means we're going to fish it behind the triangle flasher. And because that scent flash triangle flasher has scent, I'm assuming you don't have to put scent and maybe even not even any bait on this sledgehammer?
No, no, not at all. You don't have to bait it up at all. I mean, especially fishing it behind one of the scent flash, either the triangle or the paddle flasher.
Well, there you go, folks. If you are looking for something new so you can reel in even more salmon this year, consider the sledgehammer from Max Lure and the Max Lure scent flash triangle flash for that Buoy 10 salmon fishery. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, John.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.